Hello? Welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack, and it is Friday Eve. I am so, so, so excited, and I know many of you are out there as well. The weekend is upon us, and I don't know about you, but we are still having winter in North Carolina. Today it has been a balmy 39 degrees and raining. There was sleet and snow earlier. I'm like, what the heck? It's April 4th. Someone needs to get a memo or something, but I hope where you are and where you're listening, your weather is much, much nicer than ours. But nonetheless, it's been a great day because we are so excited. We have our guest tonight. I know many of you are big fans of our guest, and we are so thrilled to have her with us. Our guest this evening is an actress, model, and best known for her portrayal of Abigail Devereaux on the NBC daytime drama Days of Our Lives. She has also appeared on How I Met Your Mother. We proudly welcome Kate Mancy. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. I'm great. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know of late you have, I've seen you a lot on days and you've been really busy. So to give us some of your time, which I know is precious, is most appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
So I want to get started tonight by kind of starting at the beginning of how, you know, you got started in the business and asked if you were bitten by the acting bug at a young age or was this something that kind of happened along the way?
You know, I think that it takes a really specific person to be bitten by that acting bug. But I first started as I wanted to be a dancer. And growing up, my mom was a dancer professionally when she was my age and then switched over to acting for a little bit and then, you know, sort of made the change. And I think I realized really quickly, since I'm 5 foot nothing pretty much, that dance had like a limited lifespan for me. So I still enjoy it. I love it. It's something that I do in my free time. But I did a couple plays in high school and really realized that it was a totally different element of fulfillment and just the psychology of getting into another character's head and figuring out who they are and what makes them tick and really abandoning yourself to become someone else for a while was just like so, such a joy for me. So that's, I knew once that happened that it was something that I could never walk away from and I wouldn't be happy doing anything else, so that's how it started.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know, I had read somewhere that it's my understanding that you are quite the accomplished dancer and you joined the Pacific Festival Ballet at the age of 15. I mean, that is so impressive. And talk a little bit about what that was like for you, because that was pre-acting, you know, pre-days, I should say.
Yeah. I think that dancers are really, To be a dancer at a young age, you have to be so disciplined and so committed. And I think that if anyone has, like, that sort of opportunity, it just builds such important life skills, especially for, you know, a career which later I would have in the acting business. You have to be so committed and so focused and so almost, like, of a singular mind that it was great for me. And I learned so much from it. And also, you know, I developed such great friendships with these girls that became like my family. You know, I'd grown up with them for so many years doing the Nutcracker every single year and all, you know, all the shows together. And it was just really special. And it's just been something that for me personally, like has really made my life so much more. It's really been enriched by my dance memories for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and one thing that I've always been mesmerized by, ballet dancers make it look so easy. You know, they twirl around, and it's not easy. I mean, just to even be on your toes, you know, and doing some of the moves that ballet dancers do. And What was the hardest thing for you about ballet as you were learning the craft?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people sort of, once you get into, like, your teens, I think you naturally gravitate towards one sort of style of dance or the other, you know, more towards ballet mm-hmm. or more towards, like, jazz and modern. And I was really much more of a, like, contemporary style dancer than I was with ballet. I loved it, but I think I came to love it in my later life and appreciate it more. And when I was younger, it was just more of, like, you know, wanting that fast-paced and you know, contemporary music. And I didn't really understand and appreciate ballet as much as I do now.
Well, and just think if you had never, you know, taken that much younger. I mean, you may not have had appreciation of it at all. I know it is
right.
one of those dances, you know, that not everybody is kind of gravitates toward. But to me, it's always fascinated me, just the way,
well, yeah,
you know,
I think so many people go towards
out.
It, but then not a lot of people stick with it, right? Like,
right.
almost every girl you know is like, oh, yeah, I was a dancer when I was younger. But to really stick to it, like, I have the ultimate respect for a friend of mine is in the New York City Ballet, and I mean, they're just like racehorses. To do what they do, it's brilliant. And I certainly couldn't do it. And I just think it's like you have to really want it.
That's for sure. And that, I think that's with anything, you know, whether it's acting, whether it's dance, whatever it is. I mean, you have to really want it to make it work for you. And to,
yeah, absolutely.
To become something that's a lifelong, you know, career, so
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Totally.
Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I had read somewhere, and this is really cute, that your first dance teacher nicknamed you Gumby, and it stuck with
yes.
you throughout
oh
high
God.
School. How did that, am I correct, or how did that
That's
happen?
That's so funny, because I was just joking with someone about that. We were laughing and saying, you're so bendy. I'm just really flexible. I mean, I know that sounds sort of awkward, but that's how it happened. There's no real, like, story behind that. I just, I think that my dance teacher was really flexible, and so they had nicknamed her that growing up, and she told us the story, and then it sort of stuck with me for a little while, but, and I think I don't totally try to identify myself with my teacher who said that, because, you know, any, like, 12-year-old that their older teacher who's, like, the coolest thing ever tells them that, you know, they had the same nickname. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's so cool. So I think it stuck for a little while. But I was just, I naturally was very flexible, and I still am. But that's why I think I had to work a little bit harder on my technique with
mm-hmm.
dance than I did with my flexibility. So that's how that nickname came to be.
Well, that's really cute, by the way. And you
yeah,
had mentioned
so
earlier, you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're not that tall. And so, I'm surprised by that, because I know on TV.
Yeah, I'm really not.
Taller. Well, and it's funny, because I would, you know, I'm like 5'1 and maybe 5'2 on a good day. And if I've got on heels,
yeah.
well, maybe 5'4, you know. But on television, you know, I would have never guessed that you were, you know, not as tall as you look. I think
but that happens, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I think that happens so frequently. Like, who would have known
yeah.
that Tom Cruise was not, like, 6 feet tall? Like, we always imagine mm-hmm. them to be, you know, it's so funny when that happens. But I am quite the little midget myself. I'm a little nugget.
It's funny you would call yourself a midget, because I had my best friend in high school, she nicknamed me midget because I was shorter than most everybody
funny.
She knew. And so it stuck. And even to this day, you know, she'll call me up, she'll go, midget, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know,
cute.
Do we not ever, you know, so talking about nicknames, you know, I understand that wholeheartedly.
Right.
Some nicknames stay with you throughout your life. But, yeah, it's really interesting because when
totally,
you
totally, that's why you got to hope they're a good one, right?
But, you know, it is interesting when you see people on TV. It's not until you, like, see them in a photo with someone standing next to them that you really get
yeah,
a good
right.
grasp
or
of
real
how
life.
Tall
yeah,
someone
and
is. That's right.
Totally. I think that mm-hmm. seeing Casey and I together in real life when we've done, like, signings and stuff, people are always like, whoa, you really are really tall, and you really are, like, you're so much shorter than I thought. So it's really funny because he's, of course, I think, like, 6'6 or something like that. That's, like, a crazy,
oh, yeah.
like, obnoxious height to be, and then I'm like totally obnoxious myself being like 5'1" or 2" or whatever, so it's
yeah.
like the most
yeah.
odd pairing, but it totally works
well. But up against, you know, 6'1", 6'6", that we are midgets, trust me. It's like,
right, totally.
Like my former husband was like 6'1" and 6'2". I mean, that is a whole foot difference, mm-hmm. you know, if you think about it.
Oh yeah,
it's like,
you said the other day,
really,
you're only as tall as a cat or something like that, and we were laughing
exactly.
so hard. But it was like, I feel like that way sometimes.
Yeah, I know. It's like you're, you know, and that's why I love it in my SUV. I can actually see, you know, the seats high enough. And
you feel so powerful in an SUV or like a tall, in like
oh
a bigger
gosh,
car.
It's amazing.
I noticed
that's
that
right.
shorter people are like always, that must be some kind of complex because I swear short people are always in like cars that are so high because they're like totally compensating.
That's right. We can't be that way like when we're standing on the ground, but when we get in our vehicles, man, we're powerful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're rising
right.
above everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, for sure. Now, one of the things I want to give you a big thumbs up for is completing your college education because I had read
oh,
that you weren't that crazy initially, you know, about going to college because you wanted to pursue acting, but mm-hmm. later on you were glad that you did. So talk a little
right.
bit about how that kind of changed for you throughout the process. Because, you know, I'm in college myself.
Right.
I mean, it's one
oh.
of those things that, you know, you're never too old to learn and acquire new
totally.
Skills. But it
I mean,
is
I think
that it's a commitment. It is a commitment.
Yes, it definitely is. And I think that it's important to recognize that learning doesn't stop just because you graduate from high school or school, you know, whatever your journey is, it doesn't mean that you stop learning. And I think that a lot of people put this really high, you know, college is like a sign of intelligence. And I don't think that that's necessarily true because it really is being sort of that mind of a student in whatever you're doing in life that I think is really beneficial to, like, that as long as you're still learning, that's, it doesn't mean that, you know, how do I phrase this? It doesn't mean that you stop just because you stopped going to school. So I think I really didn't want to go to college because I felt like it was a waste of time since I already felt like I had found myself. I knew what I wanted to do. I was very sure about it. And, you know, I really didn't want to waste any time. However, I will say that going to college and having, you know, that experience of not wanting to be there, but really sticking it out. And my parents said you can't major in acting or theater. You know, you really have to go to school for something totally different. And after college, if this is what you want to do, you know, then so be it. But it really distilled in me such a strong sense of perseverance because you have to. I mean, I didn't choose like an easy school either. I went to Pepperdine, so I was full-time student and also auditioning and going to acting class. And it was tough, but I think that that was the only way, you know, it sort of built up my perseverance and gave me like a really strong sense of what I wanted and was ready to go after it as soon as I graduated. So that also, that mindset really gave me, you know, I feel really privileged to have gone to college and have put myself in that situation where you have to do something that you don't want to do and you have to wait for it a little bit longer. And I think that if you, you know, follow, if you just kind of, when you wait for something, it means more. I don't know how, I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's for me, it's proven to be so true. So I'm really
mm-hmm.
grateful that I went and I learned a lot while I was there and I was, you know, I struggled a little, but it was a good thing for me. And I think also as an actress, you know, you have to be very much a student as well because you have to study when you get home from a super long day. And, you know, you have to, no one's going to memorize those lines but you. So you have to be able to sit down and do the work. And going to school for 4 years certainly teaches you how to have that in you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, college is one of those things that's not high school. You know, I mean, there's
right.
professors who really don't care if you don't show up for class. They're going to get paid anyway, you know. So mm-hmm. it really is on you to take that form of responsibility, you know, to study. And, you know, if you have a job or you do something outside of school, I mean, it is a lot of dedication and a huge commitment. And it's one that, you know, it's interesting that you share that because I think a lot of times, you know, one thing that comes to mind a lot for me is when I, you know, college basketball players are a perfect example. You know, they're in college already, and a lot of them go on basketball scholarships, and then they're that good, they get called to the pros, or they turn pro before their 4 years is up. And, you know, a lot of them do go back and get finish their degree later on. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like sometimes I wish they would just make it mandatory that they stay in school so they get that behind them and get it out of the way. Kind of like your same philosophy as
yeah.
parents, where, you know, let's get this done first, and then if you still want to go pro, then you can go pro. You know, and it's kind of the same premise, but I'm sure in the long run it has paid off well for you, you know, not only because you have a college degree, but, you know, it's helped you in so many other ways, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, it's interesting because as your journey is, you know, your life journey has been just one big preparation after another for days. You know,
totally.
I truly believe that, you know, just because of the intensity of, you know, what you know, doing days, you know, being a daily, you know, a daytime show and mm-hmm. all that goes into it and the dialogue you have to learn. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
I believe you have been training your whole life for this, you know, no doubt about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So, you know, now, in your acting career, I mean, you started out doing work on national commercials and print ads and, you know, and of course, probably did some modeling in there. Do you enjoy modeling at all, or do you still do some of that?
I mean, to be honest, I always felt a little awkward and out of place. Like, I just was
really?
I'm just so not a model. Yeah, it's just not, I mean, I think print modeling was, like, for me, it was really fun because even though I didn't know I wanted to be an actress yet, you know, you're still finding, you're playing a character essentially, right? So it's
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm doing an ad for, let's say, like, Pacific Sun, I don't know, or Pepsi, and it's, like, all about who is this character. She's fun, she's vibrant, she's, like, you know, and that's really also playing to the demographic. But
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I think I didn't know, print was much more, like, my speed than modeling. I had a growth spurt young and was tall for, like, a minute because everybody else was still short. And then everyone caught up to me, and I just kind of stopped and stayed right where I was. And so then that was the end of, like, modeling and print, and I moved more towards commercials and stuff like that. So, yeah, I work with Nathan Owens now, who is, like, you know, a legitimate model and who has done that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we always, like, what is that like? And, you know, Camila and I actually just did, we were doing a runway show for Go Red for Women, which is for the American Heart Association, and we had to walk the runway, and we just felt so, I mean, we totally had a blast, but we were, like, cracking up at ourselves, like, trying to be models for a minute. It was really fun.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you went from that, and then you landed a guest spot on How I Met Your Mother. Now, what was that
yeah.
like for you? Because that was your first big acting role. I mean, like,
yeah, it was
network
awesome.
Television,
it was
you
great.
Know?
Totally. I felt like I was, like, queen of the world for a while. I was, like, so stoked. It was great. I was still in college, and that was, like, a really big payoff for me because I had been auditioning, and it's just felt so duplicitous. You know, it's like going to school full time and then, like, dragging myself to Hollywood for acting. And I couldn't really get into the whole world at Pepperdine because I was just so busy and immersed in this other life. And mm-hmm. when I booked How I Met Your Mother, I really felt like it was very validating. And I think a lot of actors probably would say that about their first job. Like, I think half the battle is just having the confidence in yourself that even when, you know, you're still so developmental and you're still trying to essentially, like, book your first thing, you know, you kind of shyly say you're an actress, and then you book something and you're like, you know, hell yeah, I'm an actress, like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And it felt very validating. So How I Met Your Mother was a fun, great experience, and I loved the show, but also for me it was very significant in my career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and honestly, I never saw that episode, so I'm going to have to catch that episode. Of
Oh, yeah,
you on there.
You'll miss it, but it's on there.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it because, you know, I kind of watched that off and on, but that was one
oh,
episode
cool.
I did not catch, so I'm definitely going to.
Yeah, it
now,
was a while ago, and it's so funny because people find it and, like, tweet it to me because they think it's so funny that I had, you know, my natural hair color is brown. And so they're always
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my gosh, I found you and you were brunette. And I was also, I think, 19, which is really funny to see myself as, you know, for the last 3 years now I've had blonde hair. So I'm like, wait, what do I look like as a brunette? But they always are tweeting me like pictures or, you know, it'll be on a rerun somewhere and someone will catch it and be like, I swear I saw you on How I Met Your Mother. And I was like, oh, yep, that's me.
That's right. And don't you just love they tweet you like you don't know that you were on there. It's just really cute.
I think they are timid about it because they don't know that I used to have brown hair. You know, they're like, I think this is you, but it's
away,
so cool.
You know?
We have the best fans ever. They're just so, like, on it. I mean, they would know, like, if I made, they're just so great. It's awesome.
Yeah, daytime fans are the best in the world because they are some of the most passionate
totally.
People, you know, and they are passionate about their soaps. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you look at all that's going on in the world of daytime right now, you know, soaps are coming back because of the fans, you know, voicing their, you know, their voice and
absolutely.
The actors and the shows. I mean, and so it's just really a great thing. And one thing I will tell you is even though I never, you know, I wasn't like a constant viewer of How I Met Your Mother, I can tell you that I am somewhat of a new viewer today because I always grew up a CBS daytime girl. I mean, it was kind of like growing up, that was the soap I watched, you know, my grandmother,
uh-huh.
you know, that story, generational. But I have gotten into days, and I want you to know that I am so hooked on that show. It's
awesome.
I can't get enough of it. It is, the storylines are awesome. I mean, from the word go, a really good friend of mine was saying, you've got to watch it, and I've got a lot of days. Friends that are fans of Days, and they were like, oh, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. And I just, one day, just on a whim, said, okay, I'm going to watch it. And I was sucked in from the moment. I can't get enough of it now.
Isn't
that funny?
It's so crazy when I see, like, everyone thinks it's for, like, you know, people that are older, like, you know, oh, you know, and they love to knock it. But it's cracked me up. I was in Whole Foods the other day, and this, like, young guy was like, oh, my gosh. You're Jennifer Rose's daughter. And I was like, what? I totally forgot that was her middle name. And I was like, I'm sorry, you have me mistaken for someone else. Like, I never would have guessed him to be a fan. And he was like, you know, my girlfriend made me watch it. And then I got totally hooked on it. And I was like, dude, why doesn't every guy watch this show? There's, like, half-naked chicks all the time. The guys are always, like, there's, like, something's always happening. And, you know, it was really, it made me laugh. It was funny.
Well, that's what I love about it because there's so many different storylines going simultaneously. And the thing I love about Days is it's kind of like, you know, daytime of a couple of decades ago when I was much younger and I was watching soaps all the time. And I, you know, the writing is awesome and just the way things unfold and they just leave you sitting. I mean, it's not just a Friday cliffhanger. There's a lot of days. During the week,
oh, no, yes,
that I'm
totally.
Left going, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen tomorrow? It can't happen again.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's been a long time.
How do you think we feel when we get the scripts? We're like, wait, where's the next one? What's happening next? I was watching today.
Awesome.
Everybody was tweeting about this episode with Cameron and Abby and Chad, and she's sort of being a little bit of an investigator about something. And it totally mm-hmm. left. I mean, we did that like 3 months. I want to say it was 3 months ago that we taped those. But still, I was, like, watching it because the fans were cracking me up when they were telling me about it. And I was like, what was that episode? So I turned it on. And I was left with a cliffhanger because I don't even remember. It was so long ago that I was like, wait, what? How did we tie this up? So I'm, like, with you guys, like, waiting to see what happens.
Well, now, how far out did you guys film? You know, like...
It's normally, like, 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And
yeah.
And so what kind of breaks do you get after a period of filming?
We have a week off. It's our hiatus is a week off once a month. So we get to do other things if we want to, or, you know, you just have the time to sort of be brain dead for a while, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And just, like, not memorize a thing. Like, I don't even want to look. I don't want to read anything. I don't want to, you know, it's good. We have a good break. It's a nice schedule.
Oh, that's awesome. Once a month. I mean, who wouldn't love that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's incredible. But one thing I wanted to ask you is how did your role of Abigail or Abby come about for you?
You mean for me personally or for the show?
Well, either or. I mean, you know, how did you get the role? How did you land the role on Dave?
Oh, how did it happen for me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I originally auditioned for Melanie I guess it was like 3 years before, and that's how I actually met Molly Burnett, who, you know, booked the job. And so that's the first time I ever met anyone over Days. And then I came back a second time to screen test with Casey for a role that they didn't end up, after the screen test, they just decided that they didn't want to go with that character. So that was the second time I went in for Days. And then I think it was like a year after that. A year after I graduated from college, they called and I was offered the role of Abigail to fill in for Ashley Benson, who had just left to do Pretty Little Liars. So That's how it all came about.
Oh, wow. And what ran through your mind when you got the part? I mean, because, you know, Days is not just new territory in the daytime world. I mean, it's established. It's been around forever. It's, you know, and it's got an incredible fan base. So what was that like for you?
I mean, I was just so excited to have some consistency and have the chance to, you know, really sink my teeth into what it was like to be a working actress and develop a character and you know, really just, I was so excited. I couldn't wait. I just wanted to hit the ground running, and I think I did. I mean, Days is a fantastic platform for young actors, especially because you're thrown into so much experience all at once, and you know, you can't fall behind. You have to be so just on it. And it was great. It's been a wonderful experience so far, and I've learned so much from Days. It's been just amazing.
Well, talk a little bit about your character, because she has been, you know, especially with regard to her dad and you know, that whole storyline there, Jack returning to Salem and, you know, and all that stuff was going on there. And then he eventually died. And it's been quite the roller coaster ride for your character. So talk a little bit about her. I mean, how is
isn't it always on soap,
character.
Though, right?
Oh, yeah, really.
It's
I
like,
mean, everybody's
oh,
roller coaster
I'm just
going
to have a normal day for a minute. And then
well,
you're
no,
like,
really,
oh,
that doesn't happen. That would not be a soap, right?
Right. You're not just like, oh, I'm going to go to Whole Foods, hang out today. I'm just going to, like, take some yoga. You know, your yoga instructor is like sleeping,
you know,
with your mom or something.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's like that would be funny if Daytime for Fun would write a show just for one day, like a normal day. You know, it'd be great.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
No, Abby's been like, yeah, she's definitely been through the ringer. I guess she was good and bad and good again and all over the place. And I think the best. See, tell me exactly what you want me to tell you about the character, or like a storyline specifically that you wanted to know about.
Just the character, you know. What are
yeah.
things that you like about Abby? Because she's, you know,
totally.
She has had her ups and downs, her fair share of
right.
some.
Yeah, I think it's been really cool for me because Abigail is slightly younger than myself, and so I think when I first came into the role, I was a little bit ahead of Abigail, and I think. She was sort of in this, like, awkward period of angst where she was sort of transitioning from a girl to becoming a woman and really realizing who she was. And I think I had sort of already gone through that in my personal life, but that was such a blessing because I was able to tap into that time in my life to accurately, I think, portray, like, what she was feeling and going through that, which was, is, you know, that's, like, the best case scenario. And I think we're very similar because she's someone who's fiercely loyal to her family. She's really loyal to her friends and people that she cares about. Our values are very similar. And Abigail, like myself, is also someone who likes everything to be she's very, it's funny. You know, she's interesting because she's so colorful in her view about, like, love and people, and life is so bright and full, but then in her life and her relationships, she's very, I don't want to say black and white, but she likes things to be orderly. You know, she likes there to be a reason for everything and an explanation, and, you know, this is why this happened. And I think that's a lot of what comes from her father being a journalist. You know, there's always a solution or an answer to something, and it's that very almost investigative mind, which is why she's always getting into these situations of, you know, sort of searching through messes of other people and finding the answers and figuring everything out. So that's been really fun. She is someone who doesn't have a whole lot of stability in her family life. Her dad's always been sort of in and out of her life, which is not like my relationship with my family, but it's added a lot of levels for my character because she comes from a place of deep abandonment, I think, and really wanting to just have, more than anything, just to sort of divorce all the pain in her family and create one unit for herself of, like, a consistent base where she could call home. And I think that's, like, sort of the driving force behind all of her, I don't want to say bad behavior, but some of her more poor choices have been driven because she is so desperate for that one love of her life that comes into her life and just really makes everything for her, like, feel safe again.
And I want to commend you because you're, you know, the last couple days, on days, the scenes with you and Melissa Reeves have been incredible. I mean, just great acting and so believable. And just the way, you know, Abby is trying to talk sense into her mom and, you know, and to fight the good fight and don't give up, you know, I mean, that is, you know, it's just interesting, that dynamic between mother and daughter, because that really does showcase, you know, a real mother-daughter relationship. And, you know, how,
and isn't it interesting how it's such a role reversal as you get older? I think that's one of the things I've really realized so much about my experience with Abigail, and it's really been enlightening for me in my own relationship with my mom, and, you know, as I've seen other friends go through it or and everything. I think I was talking to Judy Evans actually about that today. It's just so interesting how there's such a dramatic role reversal as you get older. You just become, you get to this certain point where your mom isn't someone that you need for your, you know, just basic essential needs. It's like you guys have a new need for each other. You know, you need them for, in more of like an emotional way, or you, it's just, it's been really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is a role reversal because, you know, it's like it no longer becomes the mother-daughter dynamic of when the child is young. It's more a friendship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really neat to see Abby consoling her mom and, you know, and kind of doing what the mom would have done, you know, when Abby scraped her knee when she was
right.
That kind of thing.
So I mean, I think, you know, that's exactly the thing. It's like you learn everything from your mom and your dad. But then you grow up and whatever they've taught you, you put it into play in your own unique way. And then they, in turn, learn from you, which is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so true. I guess we never stop learning from each other, you know, and it's really cool how, you know, the day's writers have really showcased that relationship between Jennifer and Abby. You know, to show how it's grown and evolved, you know, since, you know, Abby's dad died. I mean, so much has changed for both of them, but it has,
right.
You know, it really has brought them together, closer together. So they
yes,
really are
I believe
each other's advocates.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, what is, you know, what would you like to see happen with Abby moving forward?
I don't know. I mean, people ask me that so often, or they'll ask me, like, what's your dream storyline? And I really, to be honest, like, I don't know. I mean, I can say that I've had so much fun when Abby is, like, going through something in her life that's really difficult because it gives
mm-hmm.
me the opportunity to play. I mean, I had such a great learning experience from working with Christy Clark and Patrick Muldoon and the whole Abby and Austin storyline, and I thought that was, I just really cherished that storyline. It was really special to me, and I grew so much in that, and I knew that it's like, it was so difficult for Abby to go through that I feel the same way, and it was that storyline, and also, you know, my father coming back, and then my father dying, that was a big one for me. I think the most logical choice is, right now, she's in the midst of this whole virgin scenario, and so I'm so curious to see what happens with that and how it unfolds, because that's certainly something that's a really powerful element in itself, just being, you know, waiting for the love of your life and putting so much pressure on it and wanting it so desperately, being this almost this crusader for love in so many other people's relationships, and then having so many failed relationships herself, I'm really rooting for Abby to find someone that she can sort of give herself to and figure out what it feels like to be in a healthy, you know, relationship. Although on our show, that'll probably last for a couple of days, and then I'll be fighting crime again. No, I'm keeping.
Yeah, really. I know. Well, I'm the same way. I mean, since I've been watching, I'm like, gosh, I wish, you know, Abby would find that one great love. You know, I mean, it's time. I mean, you've had.
Yeah, because even then, I mean, it's not like just because you find one, you know, your person, your soulmate or whatever you want to call it, that everything is easy. But I think that when you find that one person that you want to evolve with, I think you learn so much more about yourself and you dig so much deeper in so many other areas of your life. So I think that would be really interesting when she loses her virginity and really starts to have, like, you know, that relationship with someone.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Now, who do you have the most fun with on dates?
I wish I had one specific answer for you and I could just move on to the next question, but I have to be honest with you. We're such a family that I can't even, I feel like people, when I say that, roll their eyes and are like, oh yeah, sure. But truthfully, we really are. Like, I mean, and not even just, like, the actors, even with, like, hair and makeup and everyone. I mean, we spend so much time together, and we've been so blessed with such a terrific group of people that I can't really say that I have one, you know, one person that it's always, like, the best with or anything like that. But I do think just, like, a family or your group of friends, you know, there's different people that you go to or have a certain relationship with than others. And I think Eric Martzoff is someone who you can't be in a room with for more than 10 minutes without laughing so hard your stomach hurts. Or, you know, Galen is like the classic prankster, but we also have a lot in common. You know, he loves to snowboard and I love to snowboard, and he's sort of like been the big brother to a lot of us on set. And Ari and I are really, really close, and we'll sort of lock ourselves in our dressing rooms and talk about life and love and who we are and sort of these deep things, and then, you know, can go out dancing and crack up together. And Camila is, like, great that way also. And some of the younger cast, you know, Blake Barris, I just have such terrific, like, conversations with him, and he's someone who I really respect his acting a lot. And of course, I have so much fun with Casey and with Nathan, and I just, truthfully, like, I could keep going through the whole cast, like, Allie and everyone. I mean, we just, it's so interesting. Like, we're such a close cast, and everyone is so unique and has such strong personalities that it's just always really, you know, you never know what you're going to get, but it's always fun.
Well, I don't think that's a politically correct answer at all. I think that's a real testament to the success of Days, because to have that kind of close-knit relationship and, you know, that camaraderie offset really does come through on the camera. I mean, it really does come through, and I think that's why the show is so good, because it just shows. I mean, it shows that you guys really care and love each other, and, you know, you have a great time as a whole. I'm glad you said that. I would much rather hear that than I would, oh, you know, I have so much fun with, you know, almost. It wasn't a true question by any stretch, but, you know, I think it is a real testament to the fact of how, you know, just how good a cast, you know, Dave has put together for the show, and the longevity of a lot of the characters, the new characters that they brought in, and just how it all works. You know, and that's one reason why there are so many Days fans, you know. And I'm a new Days fan, I can tell you. I'm brand new.
I love it. That's awesome.
And not brand new. I've been watching for a little while, long enough to, you know, to kind of catch up on the backstories. And my friends have kind of helped bring me up to speed on who's who and that kind of thing. But it's great. I mean, like I said earlier, I just cannot stop watching it. Every day I'm like, oh, it's coming out.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I love it. So now, you know, talk about an interesting experience that you've had since being on the show, you know, whatever it may be.
An interesting experience? I don't know if I could say one. I mean, I, Can you give me a little bit more of specific request
well, you
here?
Know, something that, you know, may have happened to you as, you know, as you began the show, you know, something out of the blue, something unexpected,
okay.
You know, that just really has become like a memorable standout moment for you. I guess is the best way to put that.
There's so many that have been, like, unique and special. But I think, let's see. Well, I don't know, because there's been, like, funny moments and great moments, and I think oftentimes, like, there's moments that you are sort of, like, nervous about, and then it happens, and, you know, you can't really – the beauty of being an actress is as much as you have to be present and be in the moment, and I think that when – you sort of like plan it out and then you get up there and it's something totally different. It's the best experience because you always learn so much about yourself and, you know, you have this great memory. Like I remember I was supposed to, the first time I ever slapped someone, I was so nervous because do you really hit them and where? And, you know, I've never slapped someone in my whole life. So it was like exciting, but also I was totally nervous and I had to slap Patrick. And I remember saying, like, okay, I'm really going to hit you, and he was like, okay, and, you know, he had done some, I think, boxing or something, so he was telling me, like, look, you know, at my, look at my eye, my left eye, if that's where, if you're going to hit me on the left side, like, look at my eye, and I tried to be really cocky and was like, don't, I want it to be unexpected, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, and then I remember I literally was so nervous, I was staring at his eye, and I slapped him in his eye, so that was something that I'll never forget, because he, like, couldn't stop laughing. I mean, I just slapped him right in his eye. And that was a really fun memory for me. But there's, you know, there's others that are more meaningful, but I really think the funny ones always stand out to me. Like, Sean Christian on my first day ever being on the show, I had to run up to him and give him a hug and say, oh, my gosh, thank you for saving my mom's life, before I even... You know, I met him and said, hi, nice to meet you, and then action, and I had to run up and give him this big hug. And I remember afterwards, they said, okay, just give us a minute, and then they came out and gave us a note and said, can you maybe not have chemistry with the guy who's going to play your stepdad or your mom's boyfriend? And I was so embarrassed because I guess I had, like, held this hug too long or something, and we always joke about that. But there's, of course, like, so many funny moments like that just – you got to just laugh at yourself.
Well, and I'll just say this, Sean Christian is so dreamy that, I mean, who would not want to hug him?
I mean, he could have chemistry with a plant. Like, what the heck?
Yes,
it's so,
really.
It's true.
I mean, it's something about those eyes, that twinkle in his eyes and that smile.
It's so annoying.
Seriously.
I know. He could like, walk into, like, a drugstore and they would be like, take anything you want. Like, seriously, he's just...
Exactly.
Because now that the charm has worn off, we're all, like, used to it now, and we're like, oh, Sean. But when we see the effect, like, on other people, it just kills us. It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because you sit there and go, I was there once, you know.
Right. No, I mean,
Not really. But, you know, it's funny how, you just learn to – you work with these people all the time, and you just get to know their quirks and – you know,
right.
Their likes and their dislikes.
You forget.
You're
like,
know,
oh, wow.
Right. They're just like anybody else that you come to know in your life that you get to know really well as part of knowing them and being around them all the time. It's no different. And so, you know,
totally.
It is how it is. And so when you first got to Dave, did any of the veteran actors kind of take you under their wing and kind of show you the ropes?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say earlier, too, when you asked who is, like, someone I get along with on the show, but honestly, I think the best part of our show and why it works so well also, the women, and I'm going to say this because I'm a woman and that's the experience that I've had, I'm sure the men are equally the same way to young male actors starting the show, but these women are some of the most kind, loving, nurturing, professional, talented women that I've had the privilege of working with. I mean, honestly, like, Missy could not be more of a mom to everyone than, like, I mean, she's just the ultimate mother. And it comes through, you know, it's so natural. And she's just, like, you know, no ego, no nothing. She's just so she's just like one of the most kind people I've ever met, and she's such a mom. And you know, Missy is totally like non-judgmental, open arms, like just wants to love on you no matter, you know, what. And that comes through in her character, and I've learned a lot from her. And also Ari has been someone who's totally been a veteran that I've learned from and I respect so much also as an actress, and she's a great mom as well. And we really get along because she is active in her in a lot of charities, and so we've connected on that level. And you know, Christian is also, I'll never forget, I was really frustrated one day, and I think I said some, I don't even remember what it was, but I said something that had a swear word in it, and Christian looked at me, and it was just like that mom look that was enough to sort of make you quiver in your boots, but it was like she just looked at me and said, you know, you don't have to say that. And I was like, she's so right. And it totally was one of those moments that changed my life. I was like, there's no reason. And it was just really special. I don't know. I mean, in a very loving way, it was just an important moment in my life because I realized that, you know, I don't know. I can't even explain that moment, actually. It was just really special. It was like she really didn't have to give me her opinion or anything like that, but she cared about me enough to tell me what it comes across as or anything like that. It was just like, it was so loving, and I just really appreciated it. And Allie Sweeney is like just the coolest chick. You know, I feel like she gets along with everyone, and I've learned a lot from her as well. And we're definitely like, I connect with her on a lot of our same like fitness goals because she's so wise in that area. And it's just, the women have been amazing on that show. They're so, truthfully, have no ego. They're just like these talented, you know, awesome women that I have the privilege of working with every day. It's great. And they're all really grounded and set great examples. So it's good.
And to hear you, you know, talk about each of them, it's very apparent the huge amount of respect that you have for all of them, and you know, and not only for what they do and how they contribute to the show, but just as individuals, you know, the real people
totally.
That they are. And that is, you know, again, that just kind of speaks to how it comes through on screen. I mean, you can just tell that it's just a wonderful atmosphere behind the scenes.
Yeah, they're awesome ladies. I'm really lucky. I mean, the fact that they're all, you know, actors and mothers and wives and, you know, hosts, some of them, or authors, or have other businesses, it's just like, it's really inspiring. It's really a great energy to be around.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, there is no price you can put on that. So, yes, I think you're in an awesome place. I really do. And the one thing that I love about the Days cast is that, you know, they are so good about doing fan events and just, you know, showing up in places and being there for their fans on social media. They're, you know, you guys are so interactive. And
oh, yeah,
you know,
we love
appreciative.
It.
I know you're just so appreciative of what the fans, you know, of your fans. And that is, you know, I think it's more than I've seen from anywhere else. It is really great to see that you guys are so interactive, and it just goes to show how much you do truly appreciate the fans, and also that you love what you do. It just goes hand in hand. So, so before we wrap, we have time to take a call or two? Would you like to take a call?
Totally, I would love
okay.
it.
All right, we have got Pam on with you. Pam, hi. Say hello to Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Pam?
I'm fine. I want to say I admire your work very much as Abigail. And
oh,
I want
you.
To know, what is your favorite storyline that you've played in so far? Do you have a favorite
What's
one?
What's your favorite storyline that I've done so far, Pam?
Oh, you're going to make me think here now? Okay, let me think. No, I have short-term memory from an accident, so sometimes it's hard for me to sit here to remember storylines myself. But I would
I'm
say...
Sorry. Yes, do you have one?
When, I would say when Jack died, you know, the elevator scene.
Yeah.
And stuff going on.
Yeah, that's hard to call my favorite because it was so sad to see Matthew Ashford go, but that was definitely something that all of us put our heart and soul into, and we really felt like that was a great, you know, we were all really passionate about making it truthful, and it was really, it's something that we all hold, I think, really close to our hearts.
Now, is Missy leaving? I read something about she might be leaving.
No, I haven't heard that.
Really, is it in, which one was it? Is there in CBS Soaps and Death or ABC Soaps and Death?
No, I'll squash that rumor right now. She's staying right where she is.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
So you can tell me, what was your favorite storyline?
You know, they're all really special and unique in their own way. I think I enjoyed the most working with Patrick and Christy Clark. They're just such terrific actors, and it was such a huge learning experience for me as an actress working with them, but also challenging myself to go into a storyline that was really difficult, you know, dating or sort of breaking up a marriage and going through this whole experience. So that was my favorite.
Okay. I think it's the one coming up with Cameron. I saw some pictures in Soap Opera Digest. I was reading it today.
Oh, yes.
Well, what he turns out to be is like, okay, this is going to be a good one.
Guys.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, you're going to love that. I have a feeling ladies are going to like, I think you guys should have drinking games and watch it. I swear, like, Evo it and invite your friends over. Like, take a shot every time you see someone with their shirt off or something. Like, it's going to be really fun.
Oh, well, this is something about, you know, he's got a stash of cash. That's all I could think of is, you know, what he's going to be doing.
Yes.
You know, it's so easy to kind of figure out.
Great.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate it. And I love your work as Abby. Keep it up. I love you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Pam. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Kate, this has been an absolute pleasure. I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you, and I love you on the show. Love the show. And
thank you.
You guys have gained a new fan in me. I really do love the cast and the storylines. I mean, it's just phenomenal. So,
well, it's a good time
for you
to start watching. You're going to like it.
Well, so far, so good. Like I said, I'm totally sucked in already, and I've been watching a little while now, but it's just, you know, it's still just as good as it was from the first day I tuned in.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a pleasure
seeing
you.
Thank
you,
guys. Thank you so much for making such a great show and being part of that. We really do appreciate it. So I think I speak for a lot of Dave fans out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We're doing it for you.
Well, best of luck to you moving forward. We look forward to seeing you a lot on our TV screens moving forward and just finding out what's going to happen as the summer approaches. It seems like
this is going to be a really fun, it's a fun storyline approaching with Cameron and Abby and Chad. It's definitely going to be one for the books. It's something that we've never done before, so I'm really looking forward to you guys seeing it.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Well, we look forward to it, so thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you being here tonight.
Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful, wonderful interview. I loved her. She was so much fun and just full of energy, and, you know, I just love talking to someone who is that energetic. You know, it puts you in a great mood, and everything she had to say was just so interesting, you know, and as I mentioned to her, it is very apparent how much mad respect she has for, you know, the people she works with on days, and just a great testament to the wonderful cast that the writers, the producers have put together on that show, and so as a fairly new Days watcher, I can't say I'm brand new any longer because it's been a couple months now since I've been tuned in, but as a fairly new fan of the show, I can tell you I really do love the storylines and everything that's happening right now. And it's kind of interesting and surreal because having, you know, here of late, within the last week or so, having Kate makes the third, you know, cast member from Days that we've had on our show here. And it's really interesting to interview them and then the next day see them on the show and scratching my head going, gosh, I just interviewed them, you know. But they do a great job, and I love the storylines. I can't even tell you what my favorite one is right now because I think probably the whole Will, Sonny, you know, Nick and Gabby storyline is probably my all-time favorite at the moment just because of the way it's unfolding. But as you know, it seems like Kate just kind of gave us a little bit of a hint that things are really starting to ramp up, but don't they always in the summer? So so anyway, I guess we'll just have to stay tuned and then see what happens, and I'm sure we'll all be chatting about it on social media for sure. So that is going to pretty much wrap our show for this evening. Now, we've got kind of a big weekend ahead on our show here. We've got a couple guests coming up that I think you're going to absolutely love. Taking tomorrow night off, but Saturday and Sunday, we've got two guests from daytime that, and actually I'll go ahead and tell you who's coming Monday too, that you're going to be excited about. If you're a Guiding Light fan, we have coming up Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Paul Anthony Stewart, who portrayed Danny Santos on Guiding Light. And, you know, I don't know if you remember the Danny Michelle storyline. This is Danny. So I'm excited. I love Danny Michelle on Guiding Light. Guiding Light was my all-time favorite soap. And so, yeah, it's going to be really exciting to talk with him and find out what he's been up to since Guiding Light, and I know that he is starring in a play right now, so in New York, so he's been pretty busy, and he's actually going to be calling in between shows on Saturday, so we've got a 30-minute window. If you're a Guiding Light fan, here's your opportunity to call in and chat with him. And also, coming up on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Leslie Kay, who currently is playing the role of Felicia Forrester on Bold and the Beautiful, but before that, she made her daytime debut as Molly Conlon on As the World Turns. Love, love, love Leslie Kay. Can't wait to speak with her. And as I said before, she was scheduled to be here last Saturday, and we had a time mix-up because she was on West Coast time, I'm on East Coast time. And the time that we had the show scheduled for, she thought she was supposed to call in her time of the time of our show. So it was just a slight mix-up, but she was so gracious to reschedule in a really quick hurry. And we're very appreciative to her for that. So we look forward to speaking with her Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. She will be right here. And then coming on Monday, I haven't even announced this yet, but this will give you something to look forward to as well. Monday, we have, from Bold and the Beautiful at 7 p.m. Eastern, Jennifer Therese, who plays the role of Donna Logan Forrester. And so we're very, very excited to be speaking with her come Monday. So that's at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we've got some big stars ahead. So, you know, be sure and tune in if you're a fan of any of these. And also, don't be shy. Please call in if you'd like. You know, our number here is 347-945-6965. We're always glad for you to call in and speak to your favorites, and that's why we bring them to you. So we can bring you up close and personal. So please call in, and it may be your only opportunity. So anyhow, we've got a great weekend ahead, and I am stoked because Friday is tomorrow, and the weekend is upon us. So I hope that you all have a great evening, what's left of it, and a great day, and tomorrow, and a wonderful weekend. And we'll be right back here Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern. And until then, so long, and have a great night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.